Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I actually feel sad for the nutting derangement syndrome people. I mean, it's a given. It's a fact. I've been writing about it and talking about it more than any other topic for 25 years in this town, that they don't spend enough. At some point, you have to realize that teams like the Oakland A's basically won for 15 years with no payroll. And that the Tampa Bay Rays, not having a great year, but they win every year, got to the World Series, etc., on a payroll the same as the Pirates. So part of this has to come down to player development, drafting, acquisitions, all of that. In other words, the GM and his people. And when I look at what happened at this trade deadline, I don't think this was about money in any way, shape, or form. It was about prospect capital, not actual capital, Paul. And I don't really have a problem with Martin Perez being jettisoned for a prospect. I just don't. If he was pitching well, if they'd got rid of Chapman, for example, I would have been livid. Or at least I think Pirate fans should have been livid. Shelty told us they'd keep him. They kept him. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I have five post-deadline questions for you in City Limits. Are you ready before we get to the lineups?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you turn on Paul's mic?
I'm on. Yes, absolutely.
Here's one. Paul Skeens. They have 55 games left? 56? How many?
Yeah, around there.
I know it's around there, but I was asking for the actual total.
Look it up for you.
That would be around 11 starts. On typical days rest, that would be 11 starts. So let me ask you, Paul Skeens, over, under 9.5 starts the rest of the year?
Under.
Wonder Twin?
Over.
Wow.
10.
What makes you believe that? Because he's getting very close to the most pitches or the most innings he's ever thrown in his life, which would have been last year, right? Would have been a couple of years ago at LSU, 122. No, it would have been last year. Yeah, with the minors and his LSU time. It was right up around 130. And this year, if you include his stint at AAA, he's already up to 115 Another 15 innings, and people freak out about that across the industry.
Yes.
So what makes you, I'm just curious, you might be right.
Yeah.
What makes you believe they're not going to skip more than one start the rest of the way?
10 probably is too high of a number considering that there's 2 months left. But I feel like they made this plan for Paul Skeens and used the kid gloves on him for a reason so that they could prevent any further. I mean, they knew that he was going to throw 7 innings a game.
Yeah.
Per start. I mean, that's just obvious how dominant that he is. I don't think they could have realized he'd be the best pitcher in baseball. But if they shut him down at the end of the year after this entire plan that they put together for him, it's an abject failure to skip a start in September when you're a game out of the wild card. Maybe you're even a game out of the division. I mean, they play Milwaukee in the second to last series of the year. You going to skip them that game?
Question number 2. Who exactly is the human being pitching for the Pirates today? Can you tell us something about him, starting with his name?
Well, I cannot tell you much. His name is Jake Woodford. In 8 innings this year, he has an ERA of 10. Not to be confused with our friend, old Heller, Ben Heller. He pitched for the White Sox this season, and in 8 innings has allowed 10 earned runs.
Okay, I'll build on that question. Why is he starting? They don't have a better option anywhere. It couldn't be a bullpen game of some sort. It couldn't be somebody else from like AAA. It couldn't be anybody.
That's the guy they called up from AAA yesterday. But okay. No, that there should
Did
be somebody better.
Did he have a good
better.
Start recently there? Is
not,
his not
too
good
many.
There?
Not what? Too many. He's not that good.
All right. Who will have a bigger impact? Question number 3. De La Cruz or Kiner Falefa? Paul?
De La Cruz, because he's going to get more opportunity. I mean, I think he's going to play every day. Kiner Falefa probably will play, you know, some, but with, you know, the way that they do the infield and Nick Gonzalez eventually is coming back, he's going to have less opportunity. So I'll go with De La Cruz.
I'm going to make the case for Kiner Falefa. He's going to be the everyday second baseman with Gonzalez out. Gonzalez is probably going to be out 3 weeks. I think when Gonzalez comes back, Kiner Falefa is going to play a combination of a couple games at third to spell Hayes to make sure his back doesn't flare up again. You might see him at first base if Connor Joe plays in the outfield against the lefty, or there's a good chance I think that he plays some center field for this team down the stretch.
That leads to my next question, and I'm going to say De La Cruz too. I think he's gonna bash some home runs in the middle of this order, and I think he has a guy who's been good for a while now. Tellez may be batting behind him, and he's definitely gonna have somebody good batting in front of him. I would imagine it's gonna be O'Neill Cruz or Reynolds. Michael A. Taylor has been bashing the ball all of July. Michael A. Taylor hit 21 home runs last season. Will he be a much better hitter in the final 2 months of the season? Limits, we'll go with you first this time.
Yes, because he couldn't be much worse than what he already was earlier on this season. I'm not convinced that this is going to be a Rowdy Tellez transformation where they're chanting his name from the rooftops. But to be a marginally better player and maybe just these couple meatballs that were thrown to him in Houston get him going and he's barreling the ball up. So I'm going to say yes, he's better, but not by too much. He's not going to be a 280 hitter the rest of the season.
Paul?
I think that if you keep putting him out there every day and you let him play, I think yes.
I'm with you.
I think
on
yes.
Michael A. Taylor.
I think yes. I think if you keep putting him out there, I don't know that he's going to, you know, hit 300 or anything, but I think that he's going to hit much better than he did. I think if he knows he's the center fielder and he's going out there every day and you put him in your lineup every day, yeah, absolutely.
I was first on the Rowdy train. We remember that, yes?
Yes, you were.
That worked out. Other trains have not worked out. I was also the conductor of the Trubisky train, Paul. It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
That didn't work out so well.
Remember this one?
Woo-hoo! It's the Rudolph train.
There was no doubt about it.
That one worked out. It worked out a little better. I'm on the Michael A. Taylor train. You hit a ball. How far did that homer go last night? We ever get a measurement?
I think that one went about 420. I think maybe 406, something like that. The one before went about 430.
I thought the one last night was way further. It seemed like it. But anyway, this guy hit 21 homers last year, Paul.
Yeah.
He hit 19 in less than 400 at-bats one year. Just the law of averages tells me he's going to hit about 8 more, 9 more, 10 more home runs, I think. I'm on the Michael A. Taylor train. He's an elite defensive player, and you know what these deals do? Even if these deals are marginal improvement, and I think with De La Cruz it's something more than that, it affords you then the luxury to play Michael A. Taylor.
Right.
To bat him 8th or 9th. So I'm all on board with this one. I actually think he's going to be better. Okay, question number 4. What's more likely to happen before the season ends? A contribution from Hank Davis or Jack Sawinski?
Wow.
It's a good one, isn't it?
I say Davis because I think, although Grandal's hit a couple things the last couple days, but I think eventually they're just going to be just tired of Grandal and be, although, you know, he's the kind of veteran guy that's a good defensive catcher that, you know, guys like Shelton love.
Yeah, and I would say, too.
Actually, I think Sawinski will have better opportunity than I don't know that Davis will come back. Unless there's an injury.
I think Davis is coming back. I mean, I think Grandal, Davis will be back in September, I think. Definitely is when the rosters expand to 28.
Yeah.
He'll be up, probably as the extra guy. I think he gets a better opportunity because, A, at the same time, there's a better chance that a catcher gets hurt than an outfielder gets hurt. I mean, just one foul tip away from a catcher being out, and then Henry Davis potentially being called back up. And again, he's mashing the ball over the last month, and I know they want to give him an extended stay. I think he's going to come back up at some point, and Sawinski I don't think does.
I like power bats off the bench. I do. And I think Sawinski should be back at some point. I just don't like Sawinski as an everyday player. I'm not even sure I like him as a spot starter. But I like him a hell of a lot better than Aliko Williams when I need a home run late in a game. Or Connor Joe. Or a lot of people.
Wait.
So I like having a left-handed power bat chance for a homer late in a game.
To get these guys all on the roster, have they made their moves yet to...
No, they have not activated them yet. Because
I would be willing to bet we've seen the last of Aliko Williams, right? I mean, he's going to be one that's going to be shaved
off. He's going to go for Kiner Falefa. Kiner Falefa is also on the IL still.
Is De La Cruz playing tonight?
I would think so. There's no formal announcement yet that he's with the club yet, but it would make the most sense that he was.
Wait a second. So for purposes of our lineups, are we allowed to use Kiner Falefa?
Yes, our ideal lineup when the team is on the floor, whenever that
when
might
everyone's
be.
Healthy. Yeah, so in other words, Majinski, who actually, you know, is...
Well, I don't need pitchers, just lineup. I just want the batting order that we're going to put together with these new additions.
I think picking our 13 pitchers is interesting too.
You want to do the whole?
I can't. I can't engage.
I
can't do that. I can't go through 13. My brain's too small.
All right, well,
I can't
will.
Think. Okay,
and
you guys
will.
Can. Yeah. All right, but let's start
in the game.
Okay, so that changes.
Sit down. What do you mean? You got to have 5 out there. Sit down. Sit.
Coach, need one more. My team's on the floor.
Hold on a second. Where was I? Oh, we were talking Davis Sawinski. Oh, the Grandal thing. Here's what I think about that. Is that Paul Skeens likes Grandal, and Paul Skeens deserves to get what he wants. Whatever Paul Skeens wants, he gets. That's what I say to Grandal. Okay?
That's fair.
Everybody agree?
Yeah, I agree with that.
If he likes Skeens, or he likes Grandal as his catcher, please keep giving him Grandal.
He's going to have to get used to Joey Bart and Henry Davis, though. And hello, this is Andy Rodriguez for next season.
Maybe. Maybe not. If Paul Skeens wants Grandal back, Paul Skeens gets what Paul Skeens wants. That's what I say. That's my number one rule with the Pirates.
Yeah, but what a big attraction does he have to Yasmani Grandal? I know he's a veteran and probably calls a good game. You tell me Andy Rodriguez can't call a good game?
You say that like an afterthought. He probably calls a good game. If Skeens is comfortable with that guy calling the game, that's what...
I'm talking about next season.
I know. But also Skeens has wildly changed his game plans within games and between games against the same opponents, something is happening from the strategic side with him that I have to believe Grandal has a lot to do with.
Yeah, I agree. It's a fair point.
Thank you, City Limits. And yours was a fair point as well. It's a fair point off. I don't think I have anything else other than this. Are the Pirates going to make the playoffs? Yes or no? Paul?
Yes.
Limits?
Yes.
Me? It's another Paul pause, I think. What's it like having a pause named after you?
A Paul pause.
Research statistics is the best part of it.
It is a great drop. I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I only give him a 49% chance, but compared to, I don't know, it's going to be very, very tough. I don't have the guts to say no.
I said it on opening day.
I want to agree with you guys.
So I don't want to move. I don't want to move.
I'll say yes. Coming up, let's put together some lineups here. You can join in. What is your optimal Pirates lineup, 1 through 9, when everybody's healthy here? Where would you position De La Cruz and Kiner Falefa and everybody else? Who would play where? We'll go over that next. Later on, later in the week, Jeff Hathorn, brought to you by Gut. Why do we do this now?
Yeah, they put it on the...
He's not here.
They put it in the system on Wednesdays, though I've told them.
So should I read
Thursdays.
It on Wednesdays? I feel like, who's the guy?
Because if we don't check it off today, then they'll say, why didn't this get read? So
I feel like Ron Jeremy here, reading right off the teleprompter, to quote...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ron Cook. It's going to be a better Pirate lineup. The question is how much better? I kept hearing and reading the word marginal or marginally. When I was reading accounts, you know, winners and losers of the trade deadline, all that stuff. Hopefully to be a little bit more than that. But it's fun, nonetheless, to try to put together your ideal lineup. So this is when Kiner Falefa is healthy and, you know, like I said, the team's on the floor here. What would your ideal lineup be, including the 4 bench pieces, before we get to September when they can expand the roster? What would it be? So let's go one by one. City Limits, are you ready?
I have a question.
Yes?
So you said including Kiner Falefa being healthy. Are we also including Nick Gonzalez being healthy?
No.
Okay.
Because he may not play till September, right?
Yeah, there's a possibility he's going to be out about, 3,
yeah,
probably 4 weeks.
Not days.
Right.
Paul, you can't use Gonzalez. I apologize for that. I should have clarified. Can you turn on Paul's mic again?
I got you, Paul. There you go.
I apologize for that. I truly do. Can we move on?
Can we use Jared Jones?
You are forgiven.
Well, we're not doing, you and I are doing pitchers. Can we use Jared Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
sure.
see why not.
Okay.
Excuse me. All right. So when they're healthy, except for Gonzalez, who's your leadoff hitter? Let's go one by one. Who's leading off for the ball club? Limits?
Andrew McCutchen will DH and lead off.
Paul?
Same.
I'm going Kiner Falefa will lead off and play second base or third or outfield, but I'll put him at second. And here's my reasoning why over Kutch. One, he runs better. He's stolen a bunch of bases the last 3 years, although less this year. Maybe his knee was acting up. I don't know, but he runs better. He doesn't strike out. He's only struck out 37 times. McCutchen has struck out 103 times. And I just view McCutchen at this point in his career as mostly an occasional power guy. Still a viable member of your lineup, but he hasn't really hit much in 2 months. Kiner Falefa's better on base, better runner, and doesn't strike out. Can I convince you guys to change your minds?
Yeah, you can convince me of it. I don't think that the Pirates are going to move McCutchen off the leadoff spot.
That has nothing to do with what they wouldn't. That has nothing to do with this exercise.
I also think that Kiner Falefa lengthening the lineup at about the 6, 7, or 8 spot, which we'll get to in a moment, is also going to be beneficial for this team as well to have somebody hitting that high average-wise, which has not been seen in the bottom half of this order all year. He's hitting .290. Why not have that in the bottom third of the order?
Because I want the extra at-bat in a game in case there is one to be this guy with a better chance to get on base and not strike out than McCutchen. And if he gets on base, a better chance to advance with speed.
The only thing I will say about that is sample size is not very big for this guy. I mean, I don't know. I look at it, and I mean, he is a .264 career hitter, you know. But his on-base is .317. I mean, what's McCutchen's right now?
I don't know. I guess I'm just looking at this year. You're right. We could look at
a
lot of things.
If I look at it this year,
McCutchen
gets on base at .327 clip.
Yeah.
Kiner Falefa, or whatever the hell his name is, gets on base at .338.
Yeah, that's why I want him there.
There's something to be said.
Did I change your mind? No. That's okay. Who do you want batting second, Paul?
Actually, you know what?
He changed his mind.
Changing his mind.
That's a flexible man right there.
I didn't realize his on base was what it was.
Limits? Can I sway you on this one?
You have to bat him first. No question. I have him because he was in my lineup at second base, so I'm going to flip-flop him. And I'm going to flip-flop, and now I'm going to put McCutchen in. Okay, let's go.
And Kiner Falefa has led off for Toronto this year.
Of course he has.
I can get behind it.
He has 60 stolen bases the last 3 years as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that I look at it, you're right.
I love the fact that the pizza guy out there, and we're eating a slice on Broadway, which is unbelievable.
Incredible food today.
First thing he says was, I love the fact that the Pirates, instead of disassembling their team, went out and got some help.
Didn't it feel different yesterday?
That's happening in all corners of Pittsburgh today. Regardless of whether we think they could have gotten more, people are excited today.
Right.
And that's different. And that's why they've stolen July from the Steelers.
Well, I mean, seriously, they haven't added in 6 years. It felt like a new, rejuvenating feeling.
Can I just tell you how refreshing it is that we are in basically the first week of August?
Yeah.
Training camp's been going on now for more than a week, and we could easily do every one of these shows talking only about the Pirates. I mean, we obviously will talk about the Steelers, but it's incredible.
Right.
If you think about it.
And the headlines are offense dominates defense in goal line drill.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And Russell Wilson is, you know, kind of taking snaps today, but kind of not.
Not doing 7 shots again.
Whatever.
Your second place hitter. For me, it's Brian Reynolds.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. Brian Reynolds in left, batting second.
Paul?
Yes.
My number three hitter, Dr. O'Neill Cruz playing shortstop. He's been, I know last night was not the case with four strikeouts. But you know what? He's gotten some big hits on lefties, and he mashes the ball. Now he has some protection behind him that we'll get to. He's had some of that with Rowdy. I don't want to be unfair. But But I like O'Neal in the three spot.
And he did it in game one, driving in that run with the double in the top half of the eighth inning. Cruz, who was supposed to be the leadoff guy this year, I mean, he's one of your main run producers. I like him batting third and playing short.
Paul?
Yeah, Cruz, absolutely.
My cleanup hitter is De La Cruz. I'll add the De La to a Cruz, and I have a cleanup hitter. And again, I've pounded this stat home. He hits homers and doubles. He has 37, and those are, I mean, you know, triples are sort of half the time luck. Homers and doubles are what I want from a power hitter. He has 37 of those combined. Kyle Schwarber has 33. Brian Reynolds has 38. Guys like Brent Rooker is in the mid-40s. Like, he's, De La Cruz is in that ballpark. Yes, he's going to strike out a lot. Yes, he can't field. He hits baseballs that smack off walls and go over them. He's my cleanup hitter.
I'm with you. I like the potential that he brings power-wise and also just the ability to drive in runs. I mean, third on the team right now in RBIs and first tied with Brian Reynolds for home runs. He easily slots into that four spot. And the fact that this lineup can be lengthened out the way it is,
yes,
that's been the major concern and major problem. 7, 8, 9 at times have been automatic outs, and that's why they can't scrap together any runs.
By the way, we're assuming we're going against a righty here since most pitchers are righty.
Yes.
Paul, is De La Cruz your cleanup guy and right?
He is not.
Ooh, we have a twist in the plot.
My cleanup guy is my first baseman, Rowdy Tellez.
That's fair.
I mean, he's been hitting the ball so well recently, but I think there's another thing that is at play here.
Yeah.
If you have Rowdy Tellez batting cleanup, and I'm not, you know, I will not, you know, I'm going to reveal who my five hitter is, which is De La Cruz. I think that you, in some ways, are able to put together a 3-4-5 that you can mash. Now, I'm assuming you guys have Rowdy fifth.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about breaking up the two lefties, I guess.
Yeah.
But I like Rowdy. I like Rowdy batting at the in the cleanup spot.
Yeah, I'm good actually either way here. I'm good either way.
The other thing about Rowdy is, and the thing I kind of like about him is he's reasonably good at putting the ball in play. You know what I mean? And so I give him a little bit of a leeway there.
I'll tell you this much. Listen to Rowdy since the end of May. In June, 333 batting average, 545 slug, 926 OPS. In July, 302 batting average, 587 slug, and 930 OPS. This guy's on fire for two straight months here.
Yeah, him and I think Brian Reynolds have combined for the last 2 months for 50 RBIs.
I'll buy Paul here. If Paul's going to switch on my account, I'll switch on his account. I'll go Tellez, then De La Cruz.
I'm sticking Rowdy at fifth just because I think the ability to go right, left is valuable and important. But also, if Rowdy's batting fifth, and then eventually Nick Gonzalez sixth or whoever else who we get to at the sixth spot coming up,
yeah,
why not have that possibility? I mean, it just makes your lineup better, I think, to be able to have De La Cruz and then Rowdy Tellez and stack the Cruises and De La Cruzes together.
Yeah.
And be able to build the lineup that way.
Six. Yeah. In the six hole, this is where McCutchen should be. He gives you some power, right? That's what he is at this point in his career. He's an occasional power guy who will still give you a pro at bat. I like him here.
After you convinced me that Kiner Falefa should be first, I flip-flopped him in McCutchen, and McCutchen is now sixth.
I like that.
I'm sticking with it. And at six, I have Joey Bart catching and batting six.
Bart and Fink. And I still want you to see that movie. I've been telling you about it, and you still haven't watched it, have you?
I have not, no. I'm sorry.
Here's the problem with... And it's a problem that Joey Bart, he hasn't really slumped. That's unfair to Joey Bart. A little bit he slipped. Let me put it that way. I have Joey Bart next, Paul. Do you? In the lineup?
Yeah.
At seven?
No. In my seven hole, are you ready?
Yeah.
Michael A. T. Taylor.
No.
Holy corn follicles.
I believe he's going to, I think he's going to hit well. I think he's going to hit well. I also think that Michael A. Taylor gives you an opportunity to have somebody in front of Joey Bart, who's not the fleetest of foot, but Joey Bart does drive the ball from time to time. And if Michael A. Taylor gets after your power hitters clean off the bases or whatever, you've got now you've got Michael A. Taylor up and he gets on. Now he's somebody that Joey Bart might be able to drive home. So I have Michael A. Taylor here, and here's why. I think that Joey Bart is what he is, but I like Joey Bart, his ability to drive the ball. I would like for there to maybe him to have an opportunity to have guys on base when he drives the ball.
Which is exactly why I like him right after Rowdy, Tellez, Bryan, yeah, De La Cruz, and O'Neill Cruz.
Those guys are going to clear the bases with home runs and, you know.
I'm buying Paul on Michael A. Taylor. I think he's going to hit better, and I was honored that Paul changed his leadoff guy after I did, so I'm buying Paul on this too. Here's the end of my order then. Michael A. Taylor, Joey Bart, and Key Brian Hayes. And I think that Hayes, as your nine hitter, is actually your key player over the next 2 months. And I would hope he rises up to your top four or five hitters. But right now, he's in the nine hole for me. What's the bottom of your order?
I have Kiner Falefa seventh, Hayes eighth, Michael A. Taylor / Palacios ninth, depending on the matchups. And
I have Hayes batting ninth. I have Hayes batting ninth and Bart batting eighth. So I go Taylor, Bart, Hayes.
I'd rather Taylor flip the lineup over, too.
If we have four bench guys, here's what I'd say about this. I want the chance of a home run. I also want some speed and defense. And I got to tell you, I'm torn here. Obviously, one of the guys has to be Grandal, right?
Yeah.
So then you're down to three hitters. Are you right about that? Three guys
you're
left on your bench?
Three guys on the bench.
You're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. And I am. No, I can't do that. I don't have the guts for that.
What?
I think it would be...
Don't bring him back up.
I think it would be Sawinski as a power option from the left side. And then I want a power option from the right side, and it might even be Hank Davis.
I'm fine with Hank Davis.
And then my choice would be Bay or Triolo. I love Triolo's defense, I do, but I like Bay's speed and defense. I think it might be Bay, Sawinski, and Davis. And then what do you do with Connor Joe?
So you hold
three catchers?
I don't
know. He hasn't hit until the end of month.
So three catchers on the roster.
No, he's just a bat. Davis is just a bat.
Well, what about where he has to play defensively?
I know.
You throw him in right if you need to?
No, forget about Davis. He's
Grandal.
Not up here.
You don't have Grandal on your team.
I do. Yeah. He's my backup
catcher.
No.
I got to think about this. Obviously, Connor Joe's going to be here, but that's not the exercise.
No.
I would say.
He's been horrible for two full months.
I would say Davis. I would bring Davis up and make him my catcher and send Grandal to the land of the DFA.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though Skeens loves him?
I would too.
You would too?
I would too. I think.
No. You can't take him away from Skeens.
I also don't think anybody's going to pick him up. I don't think anybody's going to claim Yasmani Grandal off waivers either.
I'm not doing it.
You can find a way to keep him in the organization.
I need a defensive catcher and a guy who can strategize against opposing lineups.
Yeah, the strategy part's
important.
Huge. You're saying that Joey Bart isn't good defensively, though?
He is. But I want Grandal, too. I want two of those guys.
All right, so then you can't have Davis. You're not going to have Davis.
I know. I just realized
that. I would have Davis and not Grandal. I would actually have, as my extra outfielder guy, Palacios.
Yeah.
Over Bay. I do like the speed that Bay presents
over
on Bay the bases.
Over Bay and Sawinski?
Bring him into the eighth or ninth and let
I know.
Him run.
That's what I made a nice catch last night, too, didn't he?
I would actually have Triolo because he's, you know.
So Triolo, Davis.
Palacios. And I mean,
we're all stuck with Connor Joe.
Connor Joe's going to be on the roster.
He's got to be because he's your other four. He's
but
your
that
other
isn't
first
the
baseman.
Exercise.
He's
here.
Your other first baseman. You have to have him on your roster.
Well, Kiner Falefa can play first, they
well,
say.
Well, Yasmani Grandal played first as well in a pinch in Arizona,
but
too.
Triolo, I mean, you don't need to have Connor Joe. Actually, get Connor Joe the hell out.
Why can't Henry Davis learn how to play first base?
Why is Connor Joe a given? Why is he just a given?
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
He wouldn't. He would actually. Now it would be Davis, Palacio, Triolo, and probably my other guy would be Sawinski.
And then when Gonzalez comes back, who's gone? Triolo.
Yeah.
Triolo to AAA.
Yeah.
They're not going to bring Jack Suwinski back until September at least.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if you're talking about a power option, you like Joe said, you need a power left-handed option off the bench.
Either Palacios or Suwinski.
I'd rather have Palacios.
You've got Palacios, too.
More consistent.
You've got Palacios, too. You could have him. That's right. He's a lefty. I forgot all about that. So you don't need Suwinski. Who the hell else do they have?
I'd go Grandal. Try to get Davis up in his spot anyway. Palacios. God bless you.
Thank you.
Connor Joe. I don't want Connor Joe on this team.
I mean, come on, Connor.
And
Joe.
I like Bay with the speed, but can he hit? I mean, we haven't seen it proven in the majors.
I know, but there's
see the thing about
coming off the bench. There's pinch running.
That's why I want him on the team.
So
to be
here's
a pinch
the thing.
Runner.
Here's why I would take Bay, because he's like Connor Joe. He can play. They've played him at second before. He's played some other positions, so he's got flexibility there.
Like, let's say the wild card started today, and all things are equal, and Nick Gonzalez is healthy, and the full team is healthy, and Nick Gonzalez starts, and let's say Michael A. Taylor's in center.
Is Nick Gonzalez a starter when he comes back?
Yeah. Yes, he's a starter. He's been one of your most clutch hitters on the team. Most clutch hitters in baseball.
He's been a clutch hitter. He hasn't been a very good. He has been really good.
Eight game-winning RBI since he came up. That's one of the best in baseball.
So if Kiner Falefa's really good at second, you just put Gonzalez back over him?
I would, and I put Kiner Falefa moving around between center field and somewhere else.
No, I put Kiner Falefa at third and sit down Cabrian Hayes.
If he's still performing like this.
If he's hitting like this. I think you're better with Falefa at third and Gonzalez at second than you are with Gonzalez at second and Hayes at third.
Then you bring Hayes in defensively late innings.
I realize that Gonzalez has been clutch, and I've enjoyed that. And I like him, and I love the mustache. But you are aware that his on-base percentage is .293, which is horrendous.
Yeah, he doesn't walk.
And his OPS is .680, and he doesn't really hit for power. So those are problematic issues, you know?
No, I agree. He just has a clutch gene to him, though.
And he's not a great fielder. He doesn't have great range.
I don't think he's bad.
He's okay.
Yeah,
the guy to bring it in won a gold glove.
Right. Who can play multiple different positions.
I don't take
Gonzalez out of the order. I'd rather play Kiner Falefa in center over Michael A. Taylor if Michael A. Taylor can't channel what he's done the last 2 days.
How dare you say you'd play anybody over Michael A. Taylor?
Because he's shown it for 2 days.
He's shown it for
a whole
month.
I'm not going to believe it.
He has a .953 OPS in July. Does he, Paul? .993.
Whatever it was, yeah. You can. I think you. Here's the thing. I think because you got De La Cruz.
I had too much Diet Coke.
I think because you do, because you have De La Cruz, okay. you have your two corner outfielders are allegedly, you know, or whatever, are good hitters. You can live with Michael A. Taylor in center and have a really good defensive outfield as well, and. Maybe he's going to hit more.
He is hitting more.
I'm telling you, if you're looking for somebody to take out of the lineup right now, the guy I would take out of the lineup is Cabrian Hayes.
Don't make fun of Michael A. Taylor anymore. Right? City Limits.
Right? Cabrian Hayes.
I want to see more.
He's turned from Michael DFA Taylor to Michael A-plus Taylor. That's who he is.
He's had a
right
couple
now.
Very clutch hits. There's no denying that. I still want to see more from him to be able to say that
again,
he can start the rest of the season.
So do I.
Cabrian Hayes is the guy right now that's just useless.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills. He ain't useless in the field, though, man.
He's not.
He made it a terrific play.
No, I agree with you. What you said the other day, I said last week that generally I want offense over defense because how many plays in a game does a guy make that an average major leaguer couldn't make? Whereas you get four at-bats to make a profound difference in the game.
Right.
But some of the plays that this dude makes are unbelievable. Like, he's an exception to that rule
for me.
We've
seen it twice in this series against Houston. I mean, one play that he botched, it was a bad hop, whatever.
That was a bad hop.
Yeah, it was. And, I mean,
he's making plays where he's the shot at him with a bunch of topspin. He's on his back starting a double play practically.
What is up with this dirt in Houston as well, or this turf, whatever the hell you want to call it, where basically the balls are taking weird turns, spins. O'Neal Cruz is falling. Same thing with Hayes. It's weird.
We have Jonathan Mayo next. Is that right?
That's correct.
And he's a prospect expert and a younger player expert and just a good baseball guy. My fear is he's going to tell us that the Pirates lost a rising star in Bob McAdoo's cousin, Charles McAdoo.
Or Garrett Forster, the infielder.
I'm predicting that's going to happen in this interview. Hopefully he's going to say that the Pirates made out well. Because he's really good at what he does.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.